Testing, checking. Yes! Let's go!
This is the Family Cast! This is the Family Cast! Food and music is life! Yes! Food!
Microphone check 1, 2, what is this? It's me, Chef Josh, back with another episode of The Family Cast. Food and music is life, yes? Yep, that's my podcast. I am a punk chef. This is the Punk Chef Podcast. I do food and music pairings. Lately, we've been doing episodes about Bad Religion, just because it's been the 20th anniversary of Process of Belief. And I did two parts of that series so far. This one is going to be footnotes and a couple of bonus songs. It's going to be keeping on with that tradition, just to round out the series, to finish that up. And that's about it. This whole episode is a bonus special, and it is about, like I said, just finishing up that series on that record. Because people have actually asked me to do more, if you can believe it, to do more album breakdowns, song breakdowns. But I'm like, maybe I'll just save it for when I talk on other episode, on other podcasts, I should say. Who knows? It's fun. But I like talking to guests and stuff, so I want to start doing those again. But I did want to finish this up because I don't want to leave any stones unturned for you, my listeners, amigos y familia, which means friends and family. Right? So we're going to get into some fun stuff. Before we start this particular deep dive into the bonus stuff about Bad Religion, I want to say thanks again for listening. Thank you for those of you who have been supporting this whole time, whether it's Patreon or just tips on Buy Me Coffee. I got links in the show notes. I got links on the bio on Instagram.com/TheFamilyCast. And of course, if you've seen me at events, whether it's a pairing event or the food truck at Harvest Kitchen, at different wineries or breweries or whatever, there's always music. So music is life. Food is life. Food and music is life. Yes, that's what family stands for in the show. People are like, is it a family show? I'm like, well, yeah, but it's not like a family, you know, focused kind of like mom, dad, kids, you know, nuclear family, he, they, she, all that kind of stuff show. It is about food. It's about music. That's it. I talk to people. And so on this particular one, like I said, yeah, I already said it. I'm not going to say it again. Go support the show if you can. Go support my friends at Essex Coffee Roasters, Grumpy Chef Shop, and Liquid Death. Use code FAMCAST for some discounts and goodies. Okay, I got that out of the way. See me at the next event. You can find everything online at, like I said, FamilyCast. I am personally Josh Kemb on Instagram, JOSHKEMB. I'm on Venmo. If you want to just send a quick, you know, a little cha-ching right there my way, JOSHUACK, Joshua Ack, Joshua CK. Those are my initials. Long story on that. If you need it, if you need the long story, not this time, buddy, not this time. I'll go back and listen to some other episodes if you want to hear my life story or some other podcasts. Okay. So shout out to you, the listeners. Shout out to everyone. It is now towards the end of July. We're approaching August. Some would say that's the end of summer. Some would say it's the beginning of summer in San Diego. That's when it gets hot. So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop talking now so we can talk about the band Bad Religion, the Process of Belief era, which was 2002. The album came out in January, but lo, they also released two songs that were not on the main edition of this record. They showed up on Punk-O-Rama 8. And also, they redid the song called "The Defense," which is the one that has the sitar and the on the album "Process of Belief." They put that out on another Punk-O-Rama without the sitar. So there's a couple things we'll be talking about. So get your popcorn or your snacks, grab a drink, whether it's non-alcoholic or an adult beverage. I don't care. You do you. No judgment. Just don't be a mean person. And there's so much going on in the world today. I just got to reiterate, please be kind. Please do whatever it takes to protect your fellow human. This guy, here's a quick story. I was pulling, I got picked up from the airport after our trip and we were driving home. It was like midnight. Some guy drives into our lane. My daughter was driving and like, whoa, watch out, you know, to her. I was like, watch out, be careful. Not yelling at her, just saying like, hey. And so she kind of drives up to him. She honks at him and like, oops, okay, whatever. And then he pulls up to us at the next traffic light coming home before we get on the freeway. And he's like, roll down your window. He's like super mad. And he's like, what's going on? You want to fight or something? And I look over. My daughter's just like looking ahead. I told her not to look at him. And I start talking to him. I'm like, yeah, you came into our lane. He's like, oh, is that what happened? It's kind of like being sarcastic. And I just kind of start laughing. And that kind of made him more upset. Obviously, maybe he was having a bad day. I don't know. He doesn't want to be honked at. He goes on. I don't want to say everything that he and I exchanged, but he goes on and on. And he's like, you want to pull over there and fight? I'm like, no, maybe. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm kind of tired. I don't really want to waste my time, blah, blah. And he goes, you, at first, I'm like, well, first of all, I wasn't driving. Second of all, stop yelling at her. And third, lastly, just stay in your lane and you'll be out of, stay out of everyone's trouble and stuff like that or whatever. So I basically told him, just mind your business, stay in your lane. Everything will be fine. So everybody, mind your business, stay in your lane. Everything's going to be fine. Stop trying to pick fights with everyone. Jeez. That's my number one theme and motto from this show. I've learned over the 2 years of doing it or whatever is like, I'm just telling everyone, be nice, be more kind, be more thoughtful. Basically, stay in your lane. Keep your nose clean. Let's listen to some punk rock. All right. We're going to dig into the show. So I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Let's dig in.
Yeah, so here we go with some footnotes, some corrections. I can admit that I made some mistakes. I mean, I think I do in every episode, kind of, but that's because I'm just kind of going with it. But I was listening back to the episodes of the Bad Religion Process of Belief stuff. Since I did two, and I was like, oh, that was wrong. Oops, I don't know why. Because, you know, I get excited. I'm talking to people, or even if I'm talking by myself, more like it. I just get excited about the band, and I say things. But maybe I speak too fast sometimes, as you can hear me slow down right now. So I was listening back and I was like, oh shoot, I said the wrong thing. Even in the last one on part two, when I started with NoFX's cover, it wasn't a cover. It's just NoFX singing that they're a huge fan of Bad Religion. They made their own song about religion because they love them so much. But what they did was, I would say it's more of an homage, kind of tribute style. They made it sound just like a Bad Religion song. And I already knew that. I don't know why I said cover, because it's obviously not Bad Religion. It's NoFX talking about Bad Religion. I'm a huge fan of Bad Religion. Look it up. It's funny. If you wanted to find it for yourself, or if you're a record collector, like a vinyl collector, like I am. I mean, I'm a minor collector. But anyways, it's on the 7-inch of the month club that they put out themselves. Track 3 on number 3. It came out in 2005. So if you want to find that actual physical copy of that song, you can find it on that. Okay? That's where you're going to find that. And that NoFX track. Enough about that. This is not a show about NoFX. I just wanted to correct my error. Thank you. And also, of course, if I ever say something wrong, or that's a glaring, you know, mistype or misspeak, I should say, email me, famcastpod@gmail.com, famcastpod@gmail.com. That's where you can get a hold of me for stuff about the show, okay? I'm obviously available other places, but that's directly for the podcast, the family cast, Food and Music is Life, yes. All right, so that's that one. There was another one I found. It was about Mr. Brian Baker, one of the most influential punk rock people of all time, mainly for guitars, you know, Minor Threat, Dag Nasty, Rites of Spring. He coined the term emo, blah, blah, blah. He has his own whole history. I could do an episode on just Brian Baker. But what I said was, I was like, oh, I think it was in part one that I said, Brian Baker joined the band, blah, blah, blah. But what I didn't say was that he actually joined in 1994. Yeah. When Mr. Brett left, Brian Baker took over. His first record that he was on with Bad Religion wasn't until 96 with The Gray Race. And that was kind of a cool connection too, because he played in a band with Rick Ocasek from The Cars. Rest in peace, Rick. He played with Rick Ocasek and his another band that they did together. But anyways, Rick Ocasek produced The Gray Race, so you can kind of hear that influence on that album. Great album, The Gray Race. It's up there at the top for me. Not number one, but it's pretty rad. Pretty underrated album by them. So he joins in 94. He actually was offered the job to play in REM, and a different band altogether, right? They're kind of, you know, punk in their own way, alternative rock, college rock, that kind of stuff. But they asked Brian to play, to go on tour when their guitar player, I believe his name is Peter, left. He was going to go on the Monster tour for REM. And he said yes. And then Bad Religion asked him, and he said, whoa, I like Bad Religion a little bit more because I'm a punker or something, you know, I'm not going to quote him, but he turned down REM and his best friend joined REM instead. And then he played in Bad Religion since 1994. His first show was at the Bazaar Fest in Germany in August 20th, actually, 1994. So he always jokes around and says, that's me in the corner choosing Bad Religion. So that's Brian Baker's quote about not joining REM, going to Bad Religion, and playing with them since 94. Thank you, Brian, for sticking around. I like all the music that you do. Brian Baker, ladies and gentlemen. And what else did I say? Did I say anything else wrong or offensive? Probably. Please let me know. You can contact me on Instagram or through that Gmail account. There was one more that I heard. I was like, uh-oh, I better fix that. But now I can't remember it because I'm funny like that. ADHD will get you. ADHD got me good. Anyways, I wanted to get into some of the songs too. We're going to talk about actually three songs today. Just three. Don't worry. And it's just me. Just me in the corner. Just kidding. Because there's two tracks that are not on the main release of The Process of Belief. And one is called Who We Are. One is called Shattered Faith. And then there's a third track. It's not unreleased. It's The Defense. But they did two versions of it. So we're going to talk about those three songs. Okay? Hang on 1 second. All right, so consider this the after party, the part three of the 20th anniversary birthday party of the record, right? We're going to start with Who We Are, not to be confused with DMX, Who We Be. I love that song. And there's other bands who have done titles, songs of Who We Are, like Imagine Dragons and Switchfoot and numerous others. You can look it up yourself. I don't want to send you in that direction. But this track, Who We Are, is by a band called Bad Religion. And that's why we're here, right? It's track 8 on Punk-O-Rama 8, right? Track 8 on Punk-O-Rama 8 is Who We Are by Bad Religion. It came out on May 20th, 2003, written by Brett Gurewitz. And I don't know why exactly it didn't make the cut, per se. It has like kind of all the pieces of a Bad Religion song that you would come to expect. It's got some solos, it's got some vocal harmonies layered on top of each other, and it sounds cool. It doesn't sound like the rest of Process of Belief writing and record, if you ask me. You can tell it's Bad Religion, of course. But yeah, it sounds like maybe it was meant to be like one of the grabbing hooks for Punk-O-Rama. Like maybe they wrote it for Punk-O-Rama. I don't know, because I didn't ask Brett, and he is the Epitaph person. But they wrote it at the same time as the Process of Belief songs, and they actually have two songs on Punk-O-Rama 8. The other one, Shattered Faith, was written by Greg. So, you know, they were sharing songwriting duties. This one happened to be Brett's. Maybe they both said, hey, let's pick one song to take off the main release. I don't know. But this one, Who We Are, was not on any other like worldwide releases of the album, like Shattered Faith was. So yeah, it's a little mystery, remains a mystery. If you have the answers to that question, why this one, what happened with this one, let me know. Let me know in some comments, let me know in the email, please. Because I do want to know. And I can't vouch for those other songs called Who We Are. There's even one from Steven Universe movie, the Cartoon Network. So there's some songs out there called Who We Are. This one is Bad Religion. Yeah, it's on Punk-O-Rama 8. So if you have that, Punk-O-Rama 8, you're getting two Bad Religion songs for the price of one, if you will. So we're going to play Who We Are. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's written by, like I said, it's written by Brett. And it's cold again, it looks like rain, a procession of humanity, strikingly simian, saunters by. I can't explain why it's troubling to see them so. So I don't know if you know, but simian is like ape-like. Like he's referring to us as what humans are ape-like. And is he saying we are ape-like? We're just like sauntering by. We're just kind of rolling through life. Because it says it's troubling to see people like that, like looking like zombies, just like walking through town, walking through life, just getting by. Better than who we are. with mania and yearning for and learning from, better than holiness and candy aisles of loneliness and sweet revenge. That's the chorus of this song. And then it breaks it down. A cigarette, a memory, all connections to the permanent are burning. The pedestal gets in the way and cannot withstand our honest scrutiny. It's kind of a scathing review of humanity. Just saying, like, what are we? Why are we here? Why do we exist? We get in the way of ourselves. You know, we get in the way of ourselves. We're looking at, we're against being better than others. We're, you know, it's not all candy aisles and rainbows and kisses, and, you know, one of the lyrics is better than holiness and candy aisles of loneliness and sweet revenge. Then it goes into this rad part. I wish I wrote these lyrics. Do you feel the chill of December in the rioting of spring? Are we made of something better than clay? A leap, a fight, a secret right. That's R-I-T-E, by the way, not R-I-G-H-T. A secret right. The lonely quest for meaning and the universe is dreaming. Then it goes into the chorus. Those lyrics, though, is awesome. Rioting. Why is there always rioting in spring? It happened in... This was written in 2002, came out in 2003. Actually, I don't know when he wrote it, but came out in 2003. And then, of course, in, you know, 2020, there was riots in the spring. I don't want to get too into that because it was a terrible time, but things need to get done, you know? What do we do as humans? We need to speak out. But do you feel the chill of December in the rioting of spring? That's a huge lyric for me. I'm going to get into the song so you can hear it for yourself, okay? Who We Are by Bad Religion. Hope you enjoy it. I'll talk to you right after.
It's cold again, it looks like rain. A procession of humanity, strikingly simian, saunters by, I can't explain why it's troubling to see them so. With mania and yearning for and yearning from. Oh, better than holiness in candy aisles of loneliness and sweet revenge. A cigarette, a memory, a connection to the permanent. A burning, the pedestal gets in the way and cannot withstand our honest scrutiny. Whoa, better than who we are, the mania ascending for our dead against. Whoa, better than holiness in candy aisles of loneliness and sweet revenge. December in the rioting of spring. And are we made of something better than clay? A leap, a fight, a secret right. The lonely quest for meaning and the universe is dreaming.
Hey, yeah, that was Who We Are. now we're gonna do a head-to-head competition with the two songs, because we're gonna be talking about Shattered Faith, also on Punkorama 8. This is track 34 on Punkorama 8. But also, this was released on the album Process of Belief, if you got the Australian or New Zealand version. For those of you that are lucky enough to have that one, I commend you, and send me one. I'll trade you. But it's not on the American release of the Epitaph version of Process of Belief, but it's a cool song. There's also a band, a punk rock, hardcore punk rock band called Shattered Faith. Who took the name from who? I'm just kidding. It's not like either one of them invented the name, I guess, but this song's cool. This song sounds really cool. I'm glad it kind of made the cut into the album, but it's good that it's on Punkorama, sure. But it sounds like it's got some more, and I could be wrong, I might need some more footnotes on this, but help me out, musicians. It sounds like it's got a lot of major chords here and a major chord structure, like almost like a pop song. Not pop like poppy Britney Spears kind of pop, but like pop, like a pop song structure with major chords, like it's not as sad sounding as throughout the song, because it has a very hooky kind of chorus. And like with the back and forth vocals again, of course, how we always talk about with Bad Religion, they got the back and forth vocals going on with the lead singer singing something and the background vocals saying something else, coinciding on the same, over the same part of the chords. It's a cool song. I really like this one. I'm glad it's on the Process of Belief, but also on Punkorama. It's very accessible to everybody. It's kind of an easy listening song, if you will, for Bad Religion. But it's really good. I like it. Super catchy. So this one is, excuse me, this one is written by Dr. Greg. I don't know if that's why maybe there's more lyrics, but there's also a lot of big words. Not to say that Brett doesn't do that too, but this one definitely has it. You know, the scientist purported that there ain't no purpose. So he always says some slang words like ain't no purpose and stuff like that in his songs. But he also uses words like, the theologian told me that it's all been designed, and I'm trying to, the word trina is in there, trina, T-R-Y-N-A. I'm trying to maintain objectivity. The world won't illuminate what really matters, and I'm an imperfect mortal, meaning extractor, processing the complexity. And that's just one verse. The chorus, though, born of the earth, and then they're saying, are we blind? We weren't given a choice. There's no way. Those are the kind of like the back and forth vocals I was talking about. I mean, these lyrics are accessible online. You can find them, so you can kind of sing along, but they're also easy to understand. But the last line of the chorus, life begins when you accept your fate. And that's pretty telling. Like, not that you just want things to happen to you, but when you accept that, you know, things are going to happen, things are meant for a reason, if you believe all that kind of jargon, excuse me, some would say that's when your life really begins, when you open your eyes and just know that maybe not everything's going to go your way in life, or maybe it will, you know, but yeah, it's just one way to look at life. And then, you know, another verse, another chorus, which is a matching chorus. And the bridge is fun, too. The bridge is fun. Right or wrong, the main criterion is what, yeah, you and not what you say. The roads you take, the friends you make, and those you throw away. The method is a simple synthesis of the past and present state. You never lose if the path you choose is one you can easily navigate. So he's changing his words up here. He's changing the thought. He's saying, well, you know, you accepted your fate, but now he's saying, well, you never lose if the path you choose is one you can easily navigate. You are in charge of that. Whoa, you're in charge of your fate. Okay, Dr. Greg, I see you. And then there's actually a musicless start to the outro. I had a dream. So he kind of like goes into a little sing-songy thing here, but then it goes back into the main chorus, which is kind of cool. It's a nice breather. Nice break in the song. I really like it. I really like this song, Shattered Faith. It's gonna be a fun one to listen to. Let's check it out. And then we're not gonna be much more longer in this episode. It's a short one today. I told you this already. Just kidding. Shattered Faith, Bad Religion. Check it out. Talk soon.
The scientists reported that there ain't no purpose. purpose, and the theologian told me that it's all been designed, and I'm trying to maintain objectivity. The world won't illuminate what really matters, and I'm an imperfect mortal meaning extractor, processing the complexity. Born of the earth, we were given a choice. What about free will? Do we have a voice? See them run in place in the human rat race. So much dead weight to our distress. Life begins when you accept your fate. Paralysis of forces raging out of control, until my confidence and will are at an all-time low. Whoa, just directionless wandering. Eternal life, eternal truth, eternal secrets, isolated hopes and hypotheses just leave you feeling so hungry. Born of the earth, we were given a choice. What about free will? Do we have a voice? See them run in place in a human rat race. So much dead weight to our disgrace. Life begins when you accept your fate. Right or wrong, the main criterion is what you do and not what you say. The roads you take, the friends you make, and those you throw away. The method is a simple synthesis of the past and present state. You never lose if the path you choose is one you can easily navigate. I had a dream, light and carefree, but now there's doubt and gravity.
Okay, check 1, 2. I'm back. I hope you liked that song as much as I did. I'm still kind of snapping my fingers, bobbing my head, singing along with the background vocals and the lead vocals sometimes too. But sometimes it's fun to kind of wait for your turn and be like, okay, here comes the backup vocals. Here I go. I'm going to do it. So you can sing along with Dr. Greg. It's fun. Okay, well, here's a little bonus track I'm going to add because they did two versions of The Defense, which if you listen to part two of this series, I talked to Greg from the Propaganda Podcast and the Classical Ideas Podcast. He does both about The Defense and The Lie. He did two songs, but we talked about this song at length. It's a really good song, The Defense. It's some people's favorite Bad Religion song. I can't say that about myself, but it is. I do really like this song. And it is one of my top three songs on The Process of Belief. And Bad Religion liked it so much, they put it on Punk-O-Rama and Process of Belief. So, but here's what happened. It's on Punk-O-Rama 7, right? So it came out before the other two tracks on Punk-O-Rama. And the one on Punk-O-Rama 7 is actually a rough mix, but I kind of like the rough mix better than the album version. I don't know why exactly. I can't totally explain it, but I do have some notes on it. The Punkorama version is 3 minutes and 51 seconds long. It's track 11 on Punkorama 7. The album version ended up being 3 minutes and 53 seconds long, so 2-second difference. I don't know if you can tell the difference or not. Maybe you can. Maybe there's some things you can hear in that, or maybe they just did a fade longer or an intro longer. Who knows? But it's a really good song, The Defense. All right. It is definitely a different mix. There's some subtle differences, some very subtle differences that you can actually hear, even if you're not a trained musician or a super producer or anything like that, an engineer, you can hear these differences. There's some more effects in the bridge of this one. There's like picking, more like clean picking in the bridge. It almost sounds, it's not acoustic guitar, but it's definitely a clean picking on the guitar, where he's picking on the different strings instead of just playing everything like downstrokes or punk style or whatever. So listen for the bridge in this version. I'm going to play the Punkorama version after this little introduction to it. Right, Brett even says, this one, there's no scratching on this one. Some people thought there was scratching, like record scratching, like what? There's no scratching on this one. It's just some nifty noises generated by an analog filter bank. So you'll hear on this version more up in the mix, you'll hear the effects that they added to this song. And also the sitar. And you can kind of hear the sitar subtly in both mixes. If you don't know what a sitar is, it's the music played by Ravi Shankar, the famous artist. He is, I don't know if you know Nora Jones. That's Nora Jones is Ravi Shankar's daughter. That has nothing to do with this song, but that's just a thing. But the sitar is a large, long-necked Indian lute with movable frets played with a wire pick. And technically, a guitar is also a lute. It's in a lute family. So if you fix guitars, you're a lutist or a lute repairist. So technically, a sitar is similar to a guitar. It's a sitar, not guitar, right? S-I-T-A-R. Check it out. It's a plucked stringed instrument originating from the Indian subcontinent. Some people would call it India, used in Hindustani classical music. The instrument was invented in medieval India, flourished in the 18th century, and arrived at its present form in 19th century India. Now, how the hell did a sitar end up on a Bad Religion song that they made two mixes of? I want to know. I want to conquer this knowledge because it's really cool. It sounds cool with the song. Maybe they were already playing it. The song, and they're like, dude, that sounds like a sitar. Let's see if we can get a sitar on this one. So there is a sitar on this one, right? So anyways, that's a little fun fact. And we are going to a couple more notes on it. There's lots of cymbal hits. They're up in this mix. You can hear the cymbals like pretty loudly on this rough mix version. They definitely toned it down. Brooks Wackerman on the Process of Belief version, right? So, and then the outro solo. Bad Religion's got a lot of solos on this album, but the outro solo on this one, it's a little bit quieter in the mix. If you ask me, I think it's a little bit quieter when he's singing and they're kind of fading out the song. You can still hear the solo, but it's more up a couple decibels in the mix on Process of Belief, Final Cut. Right. So couple subtle differences. I'm not going to play both kinds. I'm just going to play the Punkorama one because this is like the bonus jam, the after party, the after party now. And then who knows? Like I said, seriously, people are asking to do this with other Bad Religion albums and artists and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm thinking about it. But these do take a while. And I don't want the family cast to be, it's definitely not a Bad Religion podcast, although I love them. And it takes a lot of work to break these down. So I should get a co-host with these or a producer or something like that. So let's keep talking about it. Email me, famcastpod@gmail.com, or just hit me on the Instagrams. Instagram.com/thefamilycast, and we'll go from there. I got links in the bio there for everything. So yeah, let's work together this coming, the rest of this year, and this whatever the future holds for the podcast. Who knows? Like Dr. Greg says, you either accept your fate or you navigate your fate. So right now I'm just gonna finish up this episode by playing the Punkorama 7 version of The Defense I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm Chef Josh. This has been the Punk Chef Pairing Podcast. Although I didn't do any food pairings on this one, be sure to stay in tune. I got some more pairings coming up, some playlists. If you need to go back and catch up on some episodes, check out some kitchen pairing playlists. There's lots of punk rock and hardcore and metal and rap and everything else. Lots of Bad Religion. And of course, food and beverage pairings with the music. And if, well, sure, I can do one right now. If I had to pair something with this episode, I would say it'd be the Secret Menu. If you go to In-N-Out Burger in California or wherever they are now, if you go check out the stuff that's not on the menu, that's the fun stuff. That's the real fun stuff. If you go to a restaurant or even a sushi bar and you just let them make the food for you without stuff that's on the menu, you know, hey, chef's choice or omakase or anything like that, that's usually when you get the good stuff. So I had to hand it to these guys. They had some real gems here that weren't on the final albums. So thank you, Bad Religion, for being my chef today, being chefs with me today. I'm Chef Josh, and I'm out of here. The Family Cast. Talk to you soon. Okay, everybody. Ciao, ciao.
Madness in the world today. Mass paranoia is a mode, not a malady. Yeah, I'd like to watch a thousand cable channels, but there's nothing on. My high-speed connections monitored daily by the Pentagon.
These things are seldom what they seem. I'm not inclined to enjoy my dream.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Family Cast.
Yeah.